can send it to Father if you want to.
This is Brian Gilbert.
Oh, I'll send it to him.
We had a guest in town a few weeks ago that pointed out a comment, I believe, of the Netziv, called Amar B'Harei Zeh Meshubach. So we usually translate that to mean that whoever is able to spend more and more time discussing the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, Harei Zeh Meshubach, he is worthy of praise. It's the Netziv, and I think Rav Yitzchok Chanan Spector had a different take on it. The Netziv says Harei Zeh Meshubach means that he becomes a better person. He grows through it. He becomes a person of greater. He becomes of greater value. He's mishubach. He grows in his worthiness over the course of the evening. We discussed once that the phrase chasal sidr pesach in Aramaic, it chasal means to grow. So chasal sidr pesach means at the end of the night we say what have we achieved over the course of the night that we hadn't achieved before. So the Netziv suggests that that's called Amar V'Lesaper. The Magid, the Yerushalmi Magid, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky, so he suggests that he raises the question that many Meforshim raise, that Rabbi Eliezer, if we assume it's Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah, spent the entire night discussing Yetzias Mitzrayim. Rabbi Eliezer ben Azariah is of the opinion that the mitzvah is only till Chatzos. So why was he spending so much time after Chatzos? He should have wrapped it up. He should have checked out, gone to sleep, and then other mitzvahs. But it was after Chatzos already. He missed for seeking. That Shabbat to me, but Amr gives man kriyas for shacharis. So maybe
you're not supposed to have seeking. Good. Watch
this. So he tells a story. The Magid tells a story that he was driving along, ready to give a shir in some kibbutz. And as he was driving along, so it was in a farmland, and all of the animals would look up a little bit and look down, look up and look down. He says, we once saw one horse get up on its hind feet. Within a few seconds, it was back down all four. So he said that when an animal has some kind of something excites them, so it's momentary. An animal can get up on 2 feet, but after a few minutes, a few seconds, it's back on all 4 feet. He says, but a person should be different. A person has a moment of his overbus, a person has moments of inspiration, so he shouldn't land back as the same kind of person. So that's what the Netziv is suggesting. That during the course of, that's what he suggested, Rabbi Yaakov Galinsky suggested, happened to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. It's true that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, when it came to Chatzos, he had fulfilled the entire mitzvah of Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim. However, because of the course of the evening, he had become a different person. He had grown, so he didn't close the sefer and go back to sleep. But the hemshech of the evening, continuing the telling of the story, that's because that is to catch the inspiration. That's those who have the minhag to discuss shir hashirim at the latter part of the evening. So it's the same idea that a person should not be shouldn't be the same person when he gets up from the seder. He should have grown somewhat from the story of Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim. Yitzchok Chanan Spector had a different approach to Harei Zeh Meshubach. He said that it is the test of the person to see what he discusses at Sibir Tzias Mitzrayim night. And he gives the mashal, we discuss it often in Yom Neirom time, that if a person is, he can have a group of people, and they are in a terrible a terrible tzar, he can have a situation where, let's say you have several different people and they're on a boat, and the boat and the terrible storms come up, and there's a fear the entire boat will capsize. So every person in their own mind, they have a tremendous daigas, tremendous pchadim, is what's going to be. Right? Each person's pachad will be focused on what's important, what's in their mind. Right? One person's pachad will be that he won't get to see his children again. One person's pachad will be that he built a financial empire, and he won't be able to nurture it and continue and maintain it. One person may have had dreams of having some kind of career. He won't get to it. So the measure of the person is what's going on in their minds in the moments of great daiga, great pachad. So the same thing is true when a person has moments of growth and inspiration. So Rabbi Yitzchok Yochanan Spector said that that's the pshat in kolamar ba'arezim yishuv. A person is races through the agoda, gets the meal done, finished. It's a big thing. It was kind of many mitzvahs. It's not a devar cotton. He was making many mitzvahs. Masapitius mitzrayim and matzah and moror, and he spent time with the family. Harezim meshubach. If a person over the course of the evening, so there are different things that they come to appreciate. Whether it's we discuss Shabbos Hagadol, Bechiras Yisrael, that Klal Yisrael is has a bris with the Rabbonu Shalolam. Whether it's he has a greater sense of emuna. We discussed that the Ramban's idea that during the course of the evening, when one discusses the Nisim Geluyim, so one takes an opportunity to try to figure out where's the Kadosh Baruch Hu and the Nisim Nestorim in life. And that becomes an important part of the discussion. If a person spends time to discuss how in Tov Shinayin Beis, the story of Sipritz Yisman Tsroyim has an impact. Whatever one, if a person spends time this darshaning the Agoda, whatever, see, Spector says that's a reza meshubach. A person's will be measured by what they stress and how they're able to spend time and discuss the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. I was thinking this year that was triggered by a comment that I saw in Yaakov Galinsky's Haggadah, and triggered also by the learning that we have in Mesechtas Megillah that usually we learn at this slot. Meforshim point out that, again, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that's why it's probably not Rabbi Eliezer, that's why the Kasha is the Kasha, but the Ora is still a good Ora. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Harei ani keben shivim shana. I am as if I'm 70 years old, v'lezachisi shetei omer yitzias mitzrayim ba'leilois, and I held that we should discuss yitzias mitzrayim, we should mention it every single night, loizachisi, but I wasn't successful in winning my argument and convincing others, adje de rosha ben zoyma, until ben zoyma made the drosha leman tizkir es yom seischa, and the extra word, kol yimei chayecha aleilos. So he points out, what's the significance of Elazar ben Azariah saying, arei ani keven shivim shana? So we know that there's a story here, that he was the youngest scholar, and that he was up to become the head of the Beis in Agodol, and that they came to him and they said he's the only one who could lead Klal Yisrael. It's a great moment of great tension, because Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel had been at odds with each other, and therefore the Beis Din had fallen apart, the Beis Din HaGadol, and the Chacham went to the search committee, went to every single name, and the only one was the youngest one. He probably hadn't aggravated, he was too young to have aggravated other people, so he hadn't yet aggravated other people, so he could be the leader.
The other people didn't aggravate him, they just had problems.
The Nishwan, right, he was so young, he hadn't... So whatever it was, and we know the story that his wife told him not to take it because he's too young, and she was taki right, because after a while they made up. But we know that over time, overnight, different versions, he became entirely gray, and he had 18 strands. I think the Rambam says he became gray through Yegiya. It wasn't a miracle. He worked so hard in learning that he grayed out in a short period of time. The Chassam Sofer says the following. His take on it is, he said, really, every person who's learning, who becomes a big Talmid Chacham, should be entirely gray because of their yigi, their hard work. Kadosh Baruch Hu does a special nes that they don't become gray. So over here, Kadosh Baruch Hu let Moshe Rabbeinu happen, kapiderech hatev. Whatever it is, he says, he became gray. What's the point of saying, I am ke'ilu, I'm 70 years old, and I still wasn't zeichen? So some of the Mefarshim point out that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah was saying, they should be listening to me. Right? The Rabbi Elazar did a nes for me. I'm a young man. I was jet black a little while ago. And they came to me and they said they wanted me to be that Beis HaGadol. And I was debating. I wasn't sure. I shouldn't. My wife told me not to do it. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a simon. And I woke up the next day. And next few days, he gave me a simon. I grayed out. It was a simon min hashamayim that I'm ready for the position, that I'm not that I should not be seen as young as I really am. So Rabbi Azariah says, I have a shita, that people should say Zechiras Yitzchus every single night, right? And the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me a siman that I'm taka a person of measure. No one's listening to me, right? Ad Shetiyomer Ben Zoyma, until Ben Zoyma doesn't have smicha, they call him Ben Zoyma, and he has the makor, right? He has a pasuk. So he has lamantis because Yom Tzeis Chaviyos Mitzrayim. So the Haggadah, the Baal Haggadah wants to point out how does Torah advance? Torah does not advance through Nisim. The Ribbono Shel Olam is not in control of through the famous Gemara in Bava Metzia and Ches. I guess the Tzeis quotes it that Tanur Ben Achnoi, we mentioned in the Megillah Shur, that there's machlokes between Rav Elazar and maybe also Rabbi Yeshua. And Eliezer was sure he was right that this oven was not Mekabel Tumba, and that he was in the minority. And he said, if I'm right, then the winds should come, and the winds came, and they still didn't take his position. And he says, if I'm right, then the waters should run uphill. And they still wasn't. And they said, if I'm right, then the walls of the Beis HaMikdash begin to collapse. They began to collapse, and the Chacham said, sorry. He says, Loi v'ashamayim be, Kadosh Baruch Hu can weigh in as much as he wants. But once Kadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah to Klal Yisrael at Har Sinai, then it's an avrishus. If it makes sense to us, if we understand it, then we will follow it. If it doesn't make sense to us, then the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us all the siman in the world. So Rabbi Elazar said, that's what the Baal HaGadah is reminding us of here. And Rabbi Elazar, as Arya said, I had a siman from the Ribbono Shel Olam to be able, that my position should carry weight. And I didn't have a pasuk. I didn't have a drasha. Ben Zoma, this young man who doesn't have smicha, he says, Laman Tizkas, James, he's a drasha. That's what it means, because they didn't call him Rebbe. That's what the...
Azai was Rav Shimon ben Azai. They called him, I thought he had smicha.
Ben Zoma.
I don't think so.
Ben Azai and Ben Zoma.
Ben Azai was before he got smicha, and then we go...
Right, but then he does.
They're different in the schois, but...
What was Rabbi Lozman ben Azai's... What was his hapa, according to the shot? But he just had an idea that you should... Did he have a car for it? He just had a blitz or something?
So I assume that he had there's a piece svara that he didn't have a raya for. He assumed that he had when he gave a svara because it took place at night, but apparently he didn't have a raya. They couldn't prove him a possum. So maybe they didn't find his raya to be convincing. So that becomes one of the important aspects of the way they were supposed to study Torah. So I was thinking that we've often discussed in the past, the Rav developed the idea that one of the vehicles through which we tell the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim is the vehicle of Talmud Torah. It's an evening of Talmud, evening of Torah study. One of the rayas is because the Rokeach writes that we have a special Birchas HaTorah, say tonight. What's the Birchas HaTorah? Baruch HaMokim Baruch Hu. Baruch Shenosim Torah Lama Yisrael. Baruch Hu, why do we stop in the middle of our God and make this statement, Baruch HaMokim? So the Rekeach says, because there's the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim is a special night of Talmud Torah, Chazal or Mesakein. There's a certain kind that it's a night of Torah study, just like Chazal or Mesakein, that you have a special form of Talmud Torah, take out the Sefer Torah three times a week, Moshe Rabbeinu's Mesakein. So when you have a unique, defined form of Talmud Torah, it gets a special bracha. So too, Leil Seder is a unique form of Talmud Torah that the Torah has to focus specifically on Yetzias Mitzrayim. It has to follow certain rules. The Talmud has to be Maschil Begnus, or Mesayim Beshvach. It has to, the Talmud Torah has to be done Derech Shelo Tshuva. It has to be Barichos Dvarim. So just like the Talmud Torah B'Tzibur has special rules, has to be from a klaf. It's Talmud Torah. Why wasn't it covered by the morning's bracha already? We said we benched the Birchas HaTorah in the morning. Why make another Birchas HaTorah? So apparently we have an idea that when Chazal have a very specific form of Talmud Torah, it has to be done from a klaf, and it has to be done in the olden days with the Turgamon. It has been, according to Ezra, has been at least three psukim per person, 10 psukim sach hakol. So then, and we suggested the possibility, in the Megillah Shurim, we suggested the possibility that the reason why we have all of these specific rules is so that it should not be seen as just another form of Talmud Torah, that we shouldn't lose the takana, that there shouldn't be a time when people say, Moshe Rabbeinu was misakin to learn, to have a shir. Right, so in the olden days, you had to have a shir, you pulled it a sefer Torah and you read. Nowadays, so we can all come in Moshatan scenes and learn together. We can all have the Yon and the Yom Mashir. That's what Moshe was asking. He was asking to learn, because that's the original Takana. 3 days shouldn't go by without learning. So in order to make the point, no, this Takana has to be Yotze V'Kayim, so therefore they gave very specific rules. So then you realize that it was supposed to be a special form of Talmud Torah. So then Chazal gave it a bracha. So a similar thing over here. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah, the night of Yitzis Mitzrayim, very, very specific. The topic is determined. The way that you discuss it is determined. You have to darshan psukim. It's not at all the natural way that we would tell the story, but it's through the mitzvah of Talmud Torah.
So why bracha makom in the middle? Why would you be right from Manishkana, according to your theory?
According to the Rav's theory, so I would suggest that this is the until here is the preamble, right? We're just beginning. In other words, the whole Lachma Anya is some kind of introduction, right? No, probably not.
It should either be from Manikana, which is, according to the Rambam, according to certain Rishonim, it's Ma'akev, it's got to be, the Rush says it.
Yeah, right? It has to be there.
So the Chora, that is your, it's your process.
Or, right.
Or Mechila over the Avodah Zarah. I mean, one of the two. I mean, how you get put in the middle is kind of like arbitrary.
It's so I would suggest that the... Bikar Gadda probably starts at Mitchilo Obdi of Rezoya Vesena. Right? That's right after. Right? So I would suggest the following. That the Rav used to make the point that one of the, that the darshaning from Sukkim is a central form of Talmud Torah. Because you're connecting Torah Shabbat Torah Shabbat Chassav. So the darshaning of the Psukim begins with Kineged Arbavonim Dibra Torah. That's when we begin to darshan the Psukim. So perhaps that's why it's there. Perhaps. But the point that we want to make is that that the vehicle, the Talmud Torah, is one of the, and it's very clear from the Mishnah, because it's V'doresh, that you tell the story by darshaning the Psukim. By darshaning the Psukim of Rami Ovidovi. So I was thinking that perhaps there's another insight over here. Perhaps that in the study of Torah, so the chayrus that we've gained has great expression. Ein lecha ben chayrin, elamisha osek b'Torah. Right? That's the chorus ala luchos. The luchos had, we also learned, matzapach. The Gemara says that there was a nes with the luchos, that there were certain letters that were carved all the way through, and somehow they maintained themselves. The mem maintained itself. It was carved all the way through. So the Gemara says that one of the ideas that's being expressed is that when it says chorus, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu engraved the stone, it's communicating to us the idea of chayrus. Ein lecha ben chayrin, ela misha osek b'Torah. That a person, the real freedom, is a person who studies Torah. So perhaps the Baal HaGadda is pointing out to us that through the vehicle of Talmud Torah, certain aspects of chayrus get expressed. For example, this is a great example. The Torah does not advance without human beings advancing it. Kadosh Baruch Hu could say that I'm going to make a nace and Elazar and Azariah will look gray. Doesn't impress us. That's a tremendous show of chayrus. Right? That means to be an eved to the Rabbonu Shel Olam incorporates certain aspects of tremendous freedom for what we'd call the human spirit. The human spirit, by being an eved to people, an eved to Mitzrayim, so the human spirit is limited and diminished and can't be fully expressed. But being an eved to the Rabbonu Shel Olam, the human spirit gets tremendous expressions. How do you see this? You see it in this way? Rabbi Elazar and Azariah had a miracle. And we said, all right, so what? Kadosh Baruch Hu does a miracle for you. No, give me a pasuk. Give me a source. Ben Zoma is a source. We'll listen to you. Koisle Beis HaMedrash Yechichu. Kadosh Baruch Hu can do miracles and have the walls of the Beis HaMedrash prove. Doesn't impress us. doesn't impress us because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said he's giving over to Tzelem Elokim to develop the Torah. So the idea, so you see the idea of Chayrus expressed through Talmud Torah. Or for example, Kol Amarba, raise the Meshuvach. You have a knife. The Kadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm telling you what to discuss. Right? And giving you the topic to discuss. And Chazal tell us, give us certain limitations as to how to discuss it. She'elus Shuva, we should have ideally intergenerational, we should have Matzois Umermu Nochim Lefonecha. But the first line of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos, we discuss in Shabbos, Kefi Tzachus Lashona Misaper. What's the guiding aspect of Lel Seder? How a person expresses himself. Some people express themselves in verbosely and with a lot of expression and drama, all right, then that's how you tell the story. Some people express themselves right from Tzach to the point. Kefit Tzachas L'shonam Saper. That's going to determine how the story gets told. So the Kola Marba Reza Meshubach, a person will express ideas that are important to him. A person's going to find whatever happens in every home, a person tries to find ideas that resonate, tries to find ideas that they're going to be interested in to people at the table. That's Kolam Marber, Ezer Meshuvach. So even in the night, when the Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a curriculum and a specific way to discuss it, he says, this is the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah. You can have both. You can have a curriculum and a set topic and a set way to discuss it. But you know, probably the most commented sefer of all is the Haggadah. You go into any bookstore, so you have probably the most explained sefer is the Haggadah. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the Ribbono Shalom. He can have a very limited form of Talmud Torah and Kol Amarva Reza Meshuvach. That shows how Talmud Torah is an expression of a person's own individuality. Where else do you see it? From Gamliel. What's from Gamliel's din? That Kol Mishena Oimer, if he didn't discuss these three topics, Pesach Matzu Morer. So how are we supposed to discuss it? You weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah. There is a Machlokas where it means you weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Matzah, or weren't Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sipur. But what's from Gamliel's point? What does he want to discuss? He wants to discuss the Tama Mitzvah. It's the only time, one of the few times, Pesach Shoyu HaBeisenu Ochlim Bizman Al Shum Matzah Zushan Ochlim Al Shumba. So to discuss Tamei Mitzvah is important. Discuss understanding the mitzvahs. That's an Eved is not supposed to understand. An Eved is supposed to do, accomplish, get to the point. The moment an Eved begins to want to understand, it's not such a good Eved anymore. Right? So Cheirus is expressed, number one, by saying we don't have to be makabel. Kadosh Baruch Hu was a take on his Torah. We discuss, we have to makabel Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah from Aleph to Tov. But Chidushim, we bring the Rayas. And then Torah says that, Rabbi Gamliel says, tonight, the Talmud Torah of tonight has to be Tamei HaMitzvahs, gain a greater understanding of Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah, and ask questions and understand the reasons behind the mitzvahs. That's an expression of Cheiros. Kol HaMarbe Reza Meshuvach. A person is supposed to discuss Kefit Tzachos Lashono. That's an expression of Cheiros. Keneged Arba Bonim Dibre Torah. And the Baal HaGadol says that you'll find that the Kadosh Baruch Hu's Torah gives expression to every part of Klal Yisrael, every level of commitment to Klal Yisrael, every degree of commitment. So that's what I was thinking, that perhaps one of the ways in which we are to appreciate the Cheiros that we received at Yisrael Mitzrayim can be expressed through Talmud Torah. And that's a tremendous insight in of itself, because Talmud Torah we often see as being limiting, right? Talmud Torah, we have requires a tremendous discipline to study Torah. Tremendous discipline, because one has, on one hand, the Torah is very broad and very wide, and everyone will find an interest. But it's the idea of having a people that are defined by a set study sounds like you have to be extremely disciplined. And nevertheless, we are able to find that it gives great expression to different people. And that's one of the yisodos of the Lel Seder.
Is the Kalamab Lasape, is that also governed by the rules of the general Haggadah? Was he finished it? Let's say you finished the Zeder.
Yeah.
And then he's going to continue on.
Yeah.
So you have to do this in a question and answer?
Probably not. Probably not. Probably wouldn't. Probably not. Kol Marbisap, that's probably not.
And I pointed out in the past that your father was a Shomer.
Right, the, your questions. Yeah. Questions, yeah. Yeah. But that could be accomplished by the very fact of Kol Marbisap. I don't know of anybody who says that Kol Marbisap is now governed further by these limited discipline.
I think once you have your question, the key can just ask why, and then you can keep babbling.
Yeah.
You don't see that he has to ask the question, but he can just go, once he starts the conversation.
Right, the only thing is that you do see throughout the Seder, you see besides the Manishtana, you see that the Pesach al Shum. So you see that the Baal HaGadah did introduce questions even later on. Kamal Malas Tovah. So you have that it was...
ask the question at the beginning and you're good to go until the end.
That's true. And according to Rosh, the mitzvah day Raisa is to...
Is one question.
Is as long as the child has one question, then you've done the mitzvah day Raisa. Yeah. Right, with the Eved, it was Eved. As long as he has one question, so then we're good to go. But nevertheless, you see that there was sof the Baal HaGadah did give four questions, right? So apparently he wanted to shape the discussion as well. I saw an interesting comment by the Masa Nisim, by Rabbi Yaakov Milisa, that in the Arba Bonim he suggests that there were four different. I would call it zechuyos, by which we left Mitzrayim. There were four different strategies that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us to leave Mitzrayim. One strategy, the one that we're most familiar with, is Pesach and Mila. That we were, as we discussed in Shabbos, and the Rambam says that the entire legacy of Avraham Avinu was almost unraveled. The way the Nusach of the Shloah is that we were in the Mem Tez Shara Tumah. That we were almost heading for oblivion. So Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us two mitzvahs, Pesach and Mila. So that's one schus that we had, the schus of mitzvahs. Then there's another schus that we had, and the schus of us, Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov. Right. Then Yaakov says we have a schus of ovis, the two forms of ovis. One is schus ovis, one is bris ovis. Schus ovis means we still maintain the legacy of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, so we can ride in their coattails. Schus Avos, Leo Dessler says, means that a person, because of who that person is, and because he is a child of the Avos, so therefore he holds great promise. That's Schus Avos. Leo Dessler says we sometimes discuss it in Yomim Neirom time. We discuss what's Pshat Schus Avos. So he says you have two people, two. Juvenile delinquents are in the are in prison. Right? They committed the same crimes. They both robbed because they wanted to needed drug money. Right? So they're up for sentencing. So one comes from an upstanding family, and one comes from a decent neighborhood and a decent background, decent school. And one comes from an inner city and doesn't know who his father is and doesn't have a chance of getting a good education. So one could argue that one's crime is much greater than the other crime. One could argue that one had a chance and abandoned their opportunity. So Elio Dessler says that to understand Schus Avos, you have to look at the other way of arguing the argument. If the one lawyer will come in and say, this juvenile has a chance. If we let him out and we put him back to his family, he has a father, he has a mother, he has a tradition, he has a good family, a good neighborhood, he may not be back in prison. The other fellow, the chances of him being back in prison is very, very high. That's Schus Avos. Schus Avos is, we come to the Rebbe and we say that we have a good chance of not making it back into prison. So Schus Avos means if there's still something left of Avraham Yitzchak and Yaakov, so that's one of the Schuyas to get out of Mitzrayim. Bris Avos, so we discussed in Shabbos, Bris Avos means that we don't, it's hard to see the Avos in us, but Kadosh Baruch Hu made a covenant with the Avos, so he has taken us, he's obligated to take us out. So there is Schus Avos, Bris Avos, there is Kiyam HaMitzvahs, and then there's the being associated with Torah. That's what Yaakov Lisa suggests. the Schus Mitzvah, and Schus Torah. He says every one of the Keneged Arba Bonim are individuals who were able to apply for different schuyas. The Chacham, so he's the one, he represents being released from his arm because of Schus Mitzvah. So he wants to explore his schuyas, his mitzvahs. The Tam is the person who is associated with Torah. He is not taken by any specific mitzvah, but he defines himself as an observant Jew, as a Jew who is a Nasa Nishma kind of Jew. Mazos, right? The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a Torah. That's the schus that, in that schus we got out of Mitzrayim. The Sheni Dei Elishol is the one who has the chus Ovos, at Psachloi. He has a future. You have to bring him, you have to educate him. The Rosh is Bris Ovos. And the Rosh is the one that has that he doesn't have the, we can't say his chus Ovos anymore. He doesn't connect his chus Ovos. But he's still a son of everything Yaakov. So Yaakov says that the Lashon we tell the Rosh is, he says, Mo'avod azos lachem. Lachem b'loi loi. Ulufi shoytzi yetz asma min haklol, kofar b'ikar. V'yafa to hakei yeshino v'emor lo, he's look at the Lashon. Ba'avur zeh also Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. God took me out of Mitzrayim. Ilu ho yasham lo ho yandigo. We don't say, Ilu ho yasham lo ho yoytze. It's lo yandigo. Zeh also Hashem li b'tzeisi mi Mitzrayim. So we should follow up and say, Ilu ho yasham lo ho yoytze. God did this for me when I left Mitzrayim. Right? If you would have been there, you wouldn't have left. We don't say that. He would have left with the rest of us because of Bris Avos. He's a son, Tavrom, Yitzchak, Yaakov, like we are. The Bris Ben Avos applies to him, it applies to anybody else. But we say to him that you wouldn't have been redeemed. You would have come out and you'd been the same person after being in Mitzrayim, leaving Mitzrayim. You wouldn't have become a real Ben Chayrin. You wouldn't have adopted, you wouldn't have been changed by the Avodah Zos Lachem. He says, this is a, you don't see this applying to you, so you wouldn't have experienced the redemption of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But that's what he suggests, that the Keneged Arba Bonim Dibre Torah means that on the Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, so we celebrate the various strategies that Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us for to be able to earn Yetzias Mitzrayim. And every one group represents a different strategy Kadosh Baruch Hu had for redeeming us.
You point out, I think it was in Russia, that the Gula really took place before the Yetzias. The Gula took place already before, and then there were many people that went out. The heir of Rav went out.
Right.
So that's why we couldn't say either.
Yaitse, right. I think it's a very good, very sharp diuk. Once we begin darshing the parshan, begin the etzem sipri tzias mitzroyim, right? We often point out that the real story of Yetzias Mitzroyim, what we think we should be talking about that night, so as we emerges a little bit in Avodim Hayinu, right? As we say, Avodim Yivar Mitzrayim Beitzin Hashem Misham B'yod Chazav Zetuya, right? And then after that, we don't really come to the story till much later on, right? V'tchila Ov Devaloy Avisenu V'yachshav Kevon Amokim La'avidosai, and then V'yered Tzeil Mad Ma'bike Shlon Rami L'sos L'yakov Avinu, right? That's, and as we often point out, that much of the Seder night often gets spent on the what seems to be the preamble, the intro. And then once you get to the Terami Oved Ovi, so that's when, was that? That's when the kasha of the moment is, when supper, when are we going to finish? When are we going to move on? Now, so as I often wonder whether this is accurate or not accurate, in terms of is this the correct way to do it? Klal Yisrael, you have to always have covered for what Klal Yisrael did, what Klal Yisrael accomplished, and it's very possible over the years what has occurred to me is either that until you get to Tzeil Mad, that's all hachana. It's all preparation. Right, we're discussing, we mentioned last year a beautiful insight by Rav Yoshev, that holach ma'anya, we say, kol dich ven yeseh v'yechol. So Rav Yoshev says that that's where the night begins. Why? He says, because what we're really raising then is what are we doing as a result of Yetzias Mitzrayim? What have we become? If we become a people that says, kol dich ven yeseh v'yechol, then we become a people. Then we've gained through, we have a real geula. If because we suffered, halach ma'anya d'chol of son of me'ar de Mitzrayim, become a people full of self-pity, and a people who are full of remorse and anger and aggravation, so then we would not be sitting around the table. Because we became a people that, because of our experience of being gerim, how many times the Torah say, you have to remember that you're a ger. Right? So it doesn't mean you should feel like victims and generate victimhood. It means learn from what it means to be a ger and make sure that you don't become mishabed. Make sure you become a better and a more sensitive person because of it. So that's what Rav Yoshev says. That's the first thing we say. Halach ma'anya. But we didn't become a people who became victims. We became a people who say, kol dich ben yeseh v'yechol. Kol dich ben yeseh v'yechol. We became people full of hope. Hoshat tochas. Hoshat tochas. Yisrael. But then it seems like we are, again, setting things up. We set things up with the Manishtana, we set things up with the Avon Mayinu, to say that we are Mukhuyu to tell the story. Then we tell about those who told the story the entire night. Then we discuss how is this night really different than the nights. Why every night there's a mitzvah of Zechira, tonight there's a mitzvah of Sipur. Then we say everybody around the table is included in the story because of the Arba Bonim. And then we say, well, when should we be talking? We didn't begin discussing this 2 weeks ago. Discuss it tonight, right? And then we start mitchila ob the avodah zarah. But then right away, baruch shem avtochos in Yisrael and v'hisha omda. So it sounds like it's all preamble, all achana. So one suggestion I had in the previous years was again, it could be it's a mistake. It could be that it was a mistake that was perpetrated by day school Yeshivik Tanis, and they're just more juicy Divrei Torah to give children to say on these parts of the Haggadah rather than Bimsei Ma'at, B'shiv Nefesh Yordu, or Godol Yotzim, K'moshe Nemar. So that could be that it was thrust upon us, right? Or it could be that what Klal Yisrael was saying is the impact of the evening will be determined by the degree of achana a person has. If a person spends time thinking about the mitzvah, so what is the mitzvah? What's the nature of the mitzvah? Is it zechira? Is it sipur? Is it derech shele tshuva, manishtana? The more a person is prepared for a mitzvah, the greater impact it's going to have. So it's true when we come to Tzeil Mad, we have spent perhaps the lion's share of the evening preparing ourselves. But that's what Kali Yisrael really believes, that if you're prepared for the mitzvah properly, so the mitzvah can happen. There are many mitzvahs which come and go very fleeting ways, right? The Tkiyah Shofar. If you're not prepared for Tkiyah Shofar, you'll miss it for a whole year. You're not prepared for Lulav and Esrog, you're not going to catch the moment. What? But if a person is prepared, davening is like that. Davening is Psukei Zimra. Right, and the Birchas Kriyishma and Kriyishma, so very often our achanos do take longer than the actual mitzvah, because we firmly believe that the impact of the mitzvah is going to be determined by the degree of achana. So perhaps that's what is being demonstrated by the night of Seder as well. The other thing I was thinking about is what we discussed over the course of Shabbos, that if it's correct, as the Rambam seems to indicate, that the night should focus on the events which took place on the night of the Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? What happened, Vahi Bachatzi Alayla. So then, it would make sense to say that we have to focus ourselves on Manishtana Alayla Azem Mikol Alaylas, right? Why is this night? Because we're focusing on the events of this night. And it would be important to say that it was a night of Bechira. Ilo Tzio Kodesh Baruch Hu, as I was saying, that's the moment of Bechira. And then to point out how it's different from the mitzvah of Zechira. So perhaps that would justify some of Yochel Mirosh Chodesh, and we're not supposed to begin discussing it 2 weeks ago by Rosh Chodesh, and we're not even supposed to be discussing it Mibol Yom. We're supposed to be discussing it when the event was taking place. So perhaps if this insight in the Rambam is correct, it would justify also the what we call front loading the evening and discussing so much of the evening, and then, as we suggested, that then what's the base in the Medrash, that what's the reason why we stress the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim more than the Makos and more than the Kriyas Yamsuf, because that's the Avtocha to Klal Yisrael. So then it would make sense to say, Baruch Shem Avtochos Yisrael, V'yishom Dolav V'yiseinu, and then, right, so then now we go back, and our Marich, Tzeil Man, and then follow through with the drushes that Chazal had indicated that we should... which is darshan.
Could you say that zechila or zechor is a separate mitzvah from sipur? So that the first part maybe takes care of that zechor, that we said, like the Rambam says, that it has to be on, you have to remember what happened on the 15th.
Right.
That's brought about by the saying, Manish Tana Alayla, as it says, Abedim Ayino, etc., etc. That's the zechor. Then later on, we go to
Sipur. So Rav Moshe Shapiro Shlita has that approach. He says, if you look through the Rambam, you'll see that the Rambam uses two different phrases. One is Lahodiya and one is Lesaper. So he suggests that Lahodiya is related to Lizkor, right? And that's, it wasn't clear to me exactly how he then fleshes it out. And Lesaper is Richus Dvarim. He does develop that idea.
But the Sefer Mitzvah only has one mitzvah. Really, one and the same.
Well, but you could have several parts to one mitzvah.
I mean,
right?
The other question is, why can't you just assume? Well, first of all, just tell me it's like the Zikin, Makim Zikin, meaning that just like you have Suki Zimra and Birchus Kriya Shema, which takes, you know, at least 6-7 minutes.
Yeah.
And then you get Gula Tfila.
Right.
Boom. So to maybe the way he set it up, the Balagada, was that you have to get ready, you have to understand what's happening, and then he says, what is the focus for Gamliel? Here are the three things you got to talk about. Now talk amongst yourselves. Maybe the way he understood it was, now you sit back and you start this family discussion of those three as, you know, this is your outline, and go...
Right, so if that's correct, then what should be happening in every home is...
Zip through it, get to Rigamlio, and then
right.
Talk.
So the question is that... So that, as I'm saying, that's one possibility that many families don't do what's supposed to be done. That's true. But on the other
hand,
because we assume, Klali Imloi, that was Imloi Nevi'im Heim, so Klali usually gets things right. So that's why we would have to do the research to find out how long ago, the way that we do the set. But and the Emma says, if you look at the Svarim, right? So I think, There are many more comments on the first part of the Seder than the second part of the Seder. In other words, it's not just an accident that the Shiva Ketanas give more Divrei Torah in the beginning. There are, if you check through Haggadot, so you'll find that there's probably, it'll be an interesting study to figure out, that there's more discussion on the Manash Tana, Avraham Avinu, and the Arba Bonim, than there is on the Shenemar. So if that's the case, that means that it's been like this for hundreds of years.
So. Well, it's also, the Zikor is a daily mitzvah, right?
Yeah.
Sipur, the
right, right. So that's why I would assume that everything in the Haggadah is really to Mekayim Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, and that's the point that's being made by introducing the discussion of Avraham Lozim and Azariah. Right, the point that's being made is, tonight is Sipur, not the Zechira. The Svarim say that Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim Brisker, would begin every Seder night with this comment. That's what the Emek Brocha, who's a Talmud of the Briskerov, points us out, that he would begin by saying, tonight is different than every other night, in that every other night, we're making the mitzvah by simply saying the Pasuk. And tonight, and then he would describe the way the Emek Brocha says it. He would describe, well, the Emek Brocha just pointed out, but in one of the Brisker Agadas, in the Shai LaTorah, so he quotes that One of the children of the Brisker Rav said that this is the way Rav Chaim began the Seder. Tonight is different in that we'll spend a lot of time discussing it. Arichos Dvarim, it has to be Derech Sheilo Tshuva, and Sheilo Tshuva, Arichos Dvarim. Here the third one was, who's that? Was that the Rav Chaim's? Yeah, that there was the Matzah Shemorim Munachim Lefanecha. So he made that point, and that is what we assume is the point of even discussing Rav Elazar ben Azariah and Chachamim, because they're discussing Zechira. So you want to make sure that people realize the mitzvah of Sipur is be fulfilled in a different way. Once we begin the Arami Yavei Ravi, so then the Baal Agoda says, Vayogar Shaman Vidarshan Vayere Bitsroima, and Vidarshan Onos Alpi Adibur. Yaakovina was forced to go to Mitzrayim. So is that really correct that he was forced to go down to Mitzrayim? If we read the Parsha, when they came to tell Yaakov Avinu that Yosef is still alive, right, in Parshas Vayigash, so, right? Vayom Yisrael, Rav Od Yechai, Eilcha Ve'ena B'teremos. Let me go down and see him before he dies. Where is the Onos Api Adibur? Where is the, it says,
then the next part.
Right? Vayir Mitzrayim, Onos Api
Adibur. But he goes to the Mizbeah.
Yeah.
God says, you got to go down.
Right.
Because who says he was going to go down now? It says he's going to go before he dies.
Right.
So the Medrash says that he's going down. God says, you go down now. You don't wait till you die. So he's told, right? Doesn't the Medrash say?
No, but he's on his way. He's on his way.
No.
Vayisa Yisrael v'chala shalav yav yirshava.
And then he gets
to... He's back to the Vachem l'kev of Yitzchak.
Right, but again, from where he is to where he's going, he's not straight down.
Yeah.
I think he goes sideways to the Mizbeah.
Right.
So, and God says, go down.
Right.
So
you're assuming he was not going to go down?
The assumption is no.
So there's the two...
God has to tell him, go down.
Was that?
He's going down anyway.
No, he says, Al-Tira Meridom Mitzrayim.
Don't
right.
be scared. You know, as you're going down anyway, what does he have to make a promise? Because he wasn't going to go
He'll
down.
Go, down. So, okay, so there are... I would say there are two ways of explaining the Baal Agoda. One way is what Radul is saying is the Ramban's approach. The Ramban's approach is that Yaakov wanted to go down, but he realized that by going down, he's going to begin the Shibud. Now, there was a bris. There's a family lore. The Jews, that these children are going to be in Mitzrayim for hundreds of years. So, bris ben Absarim. So right now, Yaakov was saying, all right, but it's not happening now. Then he realizes if he goes down with the whole family, so now he's going to begin fulfilling the bris ben Absarim of Shibud Mitzrayim, of Kiger Yeh Zarecho Be'eretz Lo'ilehem. Right? So Yaakov Avinu was conflicted. On one hand, he wanted to see Yosef. On the other hand, he was very, very nervous at the beginning of the Shibud. So therefore, according to Ramban, it says, Vayove Be'erishuai Be'ersheva, because Be'ersheva was where Yitzchak was told not to go to Mitzrayim. And it says, Vayizbach Zevachim L'Lekei Oviv Yitzchak. Why L'Lekei Oviv Yitzchak? Why L'Lekei Oviv Avram? Because Avram was told to go down to Mitzrayim. Yitzchak was told, Gur Barat Zos, don't go down. So Yaakov was very conflicted. So part of him did not want to go down. So therefore he davens, and he says he wants to invoke the Midah of the Rabbonu Shalom, when we say like Kei Avram, and like Kei Yaakov, so one trend is we're invoking certain Midos. So the Midah that we saw through a certain person. So according to Ramban, Yaakov wanted to invoke the Midah of the Kadosh Baruch Hu was the God of Eretz Yisrael, and not the God of Chutz Laretz. That's what he's hoping would happen. And that's what the Redult is saying, that if a Kadosh Baruch Hu says, Al Tira, don't be afraid, that means he was afraid. Right? If a person's not afraid, you don't say Al Tira. So, I am the God of Yitzchak, and I told Yitzchak, Gur Bar Zos. And I'm telling you, Al Tira, Meridom Mitzram, Mekile Goy Godol, Asim Choshom. Anochi eiradim chomitz roima, vanochi alcho gamaloi. Right, so that's one way to look at, and that's pshat onos al pi adiva. The other pshat, which I think Rav David Soloveitchik suggests, Shlita is one of the children of the Brisker Rav, So he suggests that it says, Eilcha ve'ereno. But let me go and see him. Let me go visit. V'teramos. It doesn't say, Eilcha ve'ogur sham. Right? He's not packing up. Eilcha ve'ereno. Let me see. Yosef, we'll talk. We'll get reacquainted. We'll make sure he has the Mesorah down pad. Then heading back there to Israel. I'm not going to die in Mitzrayim. Eilcha ve'ereno. Then Rav David Soloveitchik says, but it says, Al tira meridah Mitzrayimah. I would finish up the vort by saying, I'm going to bring you back. Right? So he says, I'm going back for a visit. Because Baruch Hu says, no. I'm going down, but on my schedule. So that's onus al pi adivar. So it could be that the quick trip, the scheduled trip was that I'm heading down to Mitzrayim on my schedule. Onus al pi adivar was the Baruch Hu saying, sorry, that you should go down. But you're not going to determine how long you're going to be there.
I mean, why would he take the whole island with him? If he wanted to just make a visit,
yeah,
he would have gone by solo. Himself. Solo would take a three people, but he packed up the whole island.
Yeah.
Who said he did? Maybe he wanted to go and they said, we're going to let you go by yourself. What are people going to say? So the whole family went with him.
No, they packed up all the
lives.
They're social workers.
Onus al seems almost to imply a suspension of the Peter sculptures.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
God tells you something?
Yeah.
God told you something. In other words...
You're saying he didn't even have Bechira.
Right.
Onochi olcho gam aloi could be. So the way I would address Phil's question is that possibly, there was a famine, so it would make sense to pack up as much as he can. Right now, why the whole family? So it could be that Yaakov, at that point, had to realize he had to fulfill the chalomos. So maybe that was part of his cheshbon. Maybe. And the Ramban feels very strong, explains very strongly that there was that the chalomos were nevuah. So maybe
For Yosef.
Was that?
For Yosef.
Yeah.
That's what he says. The other saying that Yaakov,
right,
but there are, says Nebuah, but that's that whole mahalav.
Yeah.
On Yosef felt that it was his Nebuah, and some way somehow he had to make that come to fruition.
Right. So, but the Ramban's approach is that if we are aware of the Ritzon Hashem, which that's the Rambam's approach is it's either my mitzvah or not my mitzvah, and the Ramban's approach is no Ritzon Hashem. If you do, where do we see this machlokes? Because the Ribbono Shel Olam says, V'gamis ha'goy hazeh don anochi. Right, did I get the Mr. Word over there? V'gam ha'goy hazeh sheyevolu don anochi. Right? So there's machlekes Rambam. Why did the Mitzrayim get punished? Right? So Rambam says, Kodesh Baruch Hu said that we're supposed to be geirim and avodim, but Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't tell the Egyptians to do it. Any nation could have done it. So that's where they got punished. They didn't have to volunteer. And the Ramban says, what do you mean? The Kodesh Baruch Hu says, my Ratzon is the Jews should be enslaved. So everybody should be running to do it. So the Ramban apparently is a shita that if we are aware of Ratzon Abore, then it's a good thing to try to do the Ratzon Abore. So that's what I'm saying. So what Phil is suggesting, it could be that in the Ramban's line of thinking, although I'll tell you, the Ramban does not need this. He doesn't need this prop, because the Ramban himself says that Kodesh Baruch Hu told him to go down, because he didn't want to go down. But it's something to work out. So Ramban says, why did they get punished? The Ramban says, because they did more than the Ramban Shimon intended.
They did a great job.
And
who's that? Right.
They weren't supposed to murder.
Doesn't say Ritzicha
anyways.
So they went overboard. That's where they were punished for. And ultimately, they were when Hakadosh Baruch Hu took away their bechiras because they weren't in any way open or sensitive to the makos. But what Sam is suggesting was the Bechira taken away from him? So the Ramban suggests at the very beginning of Ayigash The Ramban suggests that the Ramban has a phrase, ki agzeira emes v'acharitus sheker, right? That once a Kadosh Baruch Hu has determined that something is supposed to happen, so then it's going to happen. So the Ramban says, how did it happen that Yaakov Avinu was clueless and let Yosef send Yosef in with all the brothers who didn't like him too much? How did he send him down there? So the Ramban says that there was lapses of judgment that took place. Yaakov was aware, how could Yaakov favor Yosef and give him royal clothes and then send him there? And so the Ramban says a lot of this is Hagzeira Emes, because Baruch Hu wanted things to happen this way, and was on a conveyor belt, and things were going to happen. So there were lapses of Bechira. So that could also be the Onos Al Pi Adibor, could be the whole story. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted the Yitzias, the Golos Mitzrayim to begin with Sinas Achim. Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to take to see what happened when brothers don't get along, so that we would hopefully learn and not get nabbed by the same problem at the beginning of throughout the second Beis Hamikdash. Kadosh Baruch Hu wanted us to have this insight. So he made sure that Golos Mitzrayim took place through Sinas Achim, the brothers not getting along with each other. That was Kadosh Baruch Hu's plan. So that's Onus Al Pi Adibur. Vayered Mitzrayim, we ended up coming down because the brothers couldn't get along. And then we were, that became the model, the Degem for later on as well. Let's just finish with the Ha'or that we said, Ha'or that we mentioned last week, last year. Rav David Cohn has within his Haggadah, he has the thought that somebody brought his attention, and I heard recently that somebody published again this year, that one of the contributions which the Egyptians made to society, to the world, is the power of yeast. That apparently, that, yeah. So the so when you see that comment, so that is gives tremendous.
Who
was that?
They didn't bake bread before that.
Apparently not. Apparently not. The idea of bread rising. They had the pitas and lafas and matzahs. Temani matzahs. Was that?
Flatbreads.
Flatbreads. Yeah. So they didn't have loaves of bread. So and that was the Egyptian contribution. So again, when one sees that, so they are, then that gives a whole avenue of thought, I would say, to the whole story of chometz and matzah. And we say matzah zov shanu oichlam al shum shel yispik b'tzeikom shel v'seinu liachmitz ad she niglu aleim melech malchi amlochim. And we don't say shel yispik b'tzeikom shel v'seinu liachmitz. There wasn't enough time for it to rise until God took us out of Mitzrayim. That ad sheniglu aleihem melech malchi amlochim, when Kadosh Baruch Hu revealed himself to us. So the point that we're making is that every nation has a contribution to make to the entire world. Shivim Lashonis. And perhaps Egypt had many contributions, but perhaps the building and the glass, I think, was an Egyptian chiddush. But one of their great and lasting contributions was the ability for chometz, for bread to rise. So we say, Matzuzushan, we also have a tremendous contribution. Our contribution is, Sheniglo Aleim Melech Malchi Amlochim. So we take the exact same thing, and we say the contribution of the Egyptians, which we benefit from, and we use, and we incorporate it, Lechem Mishnah, right, every single Shabbos. So we incorporate their contribution. But we have to realize that our contribution is the Matzah Leil Seder. That this was the moment, this was what carried the moment of a Kadosh Baruch Hu being revealed in this world, and that establishes the mandate of Klal Yisrael from that point on.
The fact that they had lechem, they didn't give us lechem.
Yeah.
is a lot more stuck.
Sippy. Sippy.
You know what? Science had to leave it there because he's coming tomorrow.
Don't you want to shut it off?